Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey. Okay, so I see what you mean that... Okay, so on my agent desktop, when you call in, I see your number, the 408 number?
Yes.
Okay. So there's no way to, like, just have it show up on the soft phone itself?
It's not, but we do have a feature request for that. That's,
Okay.
That is, it's under review.
Okay.
So... It's possible that at a later time we'll be providing that, but at this moment, the way that you see the caller ID is how it's working today.
Okay.
Sorry, that really hurts.
Okay.
Is she migrating?
Can you fully migrate Sam's and Danny's number too?
Okay, I'll start working on that, and I'll keep in touch with you via email, and if you have any more questions, just let me know, and I'll make time to call you.
Okay, and then besides that, I have two agents over here, or three agents, Jeremiah, Peter, and Christian. They're on the other Brief soft phone.
Okay.
How do I say this? They haven't been using the agent desktop.
Okay.
Can we just migrate their line and then, like, just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, migrate their line so that their incoming calls and outbound calls just goes through VCC?
Yeah,
like,
Do you want me to... okay, oh, hold on. Let me look them up. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so let me start off. Okay, so let me look up Sam. So you want me to do Sam, and I forgot the other person's name?
Jeremiah Ladner, oh. Christian.
There was someone you mentioned before or after Sam. I forgot.
Oh, Danny. Danny Fershey.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I'll just send it in the email.
Okay, then let me look up Jeremiah. Jeremiah doesn't have a, Peter or Christian does not have a VO number?
They don't have a VO number.
Okay, so, there's nothing that I need to do for them. They should be working just as the way they are. Do you want me to look up their numbers for you? Or I can walk you through looking it up.
Let me see. Okay, so basically, what I did for Sam and Danny was I did the call forwarding right now from the VO to VCC. So
okay.
The thing is for since Jeremiah, Christian, and Peter don't have the V, they've never had VO. How do I just?
Or, well, let me hold on. I understand. Hold on. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to walk you through setting it up. It's very easy.
Okay.
So if you can log into the VCC tenant.
Okay, let me go over to their desk.
Or, Ja, you have to do it from your login.
My login?
Mm-hmm. And you'll have to do this for everyone you want to set up.
Okay.
Or you and Cooper can do it.
Okay. So it's from the manager.
Yes.
One, right?
Or
okay.
Not account manager, not the VO. You want to go to the VCC one.
The one we were training on with?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Cool. I'm there right now.
Okay, go to channels. And then look for Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And then double click on his name.
Quick, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Hey, Sam, are you guys still meeting?
Okay. I'm back.
Okay. double click on Jeremiah's name.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you see where it says IVR script?
Yeah.
You want to select transfer to agent.
Okay. Okay, so basically what I did for Danny and Sam, right?
Yes, this has to be set for everyone who's ready to use it.
Okay. All right, so I did Jeremiah, and then I just do the other two.
And then you'll want to do that also for Sam and Danny, because what's going to happen, so right now Sam and Danny have temporary VCC numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get migrated over, it's going to be their VO number. So this is where it gets confusing.
Okay. So I did that this morning when I did the call forwarding. I went in here and did the transfer to agent. Because you screenshotted it to me yesterday.
Yes. But I want to show you something else.
Okay.
And if you notice, you know what, Jerem? Hold on. So 858. So like, let's look at. Hold on. Let me look for Sam on here, or let's look at Danny. Okay. So if you notice, if you look at Danny, he has a number on top, which is a 323 number, and that's his temporary number.
Hold on, give me a second. Danny, where is it?
He's at the top. Fifth down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's another Danny on here, and it has his Danny CLID, which means caller ID. He's towards the bottom.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
So double click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also do transfer to agent.
Okay.
So what's going to happen, I have another department because I don't have access to changing the VCC numbers. So I have to send it to another department. So that other department, what they're going to do, the caller ID one, they're going to make that one active. So they're going to delete his temporary and activate this one you just edited. Does that make
sense? Okay. So should I go down to the CLID for all the agents that we just talked about and change it to the transfer to agent? Okay.
Yeah. Or you can do it for all of them, so you know you don't have to worry about it later.
Okay. I'll just start with those, just since we're already working on those. And then Peter Deegan doesn't have a CLID one. Doesn't look like it did.
Well, I don't think he has a VO, because if he doesn't have a VO...
Oh, okay, if he doesn't have VO, then... Okay,
yeah, that's
that
why.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see. Wait, I went to channels, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I did it all for everyone that's on my team in his office.
Mm-hmm.
For the changing to transfer to agent. So now what do we do in order to finish this?
I need to contact an internal department to delete the temporary and activate the CLID. So that's what I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going to submit the request in now, and then they'll notify me via email. But you already did the work on your part. So as long as you have that enabled, it'll be working. They won't run into that problem where, you know how you had, you're like, oh, my number stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because the script transfer to agent wasn't set. But you already set it. So when they do the swap, they won't have that same problem.
Mm, okay.
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 So, Well, okay. Just let me know if you want any more help.
Okay. So do you know when you'll be able to activate the skill?
Either today or tomorrow. It depends on their workload queue.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
They'll notify me via email, and then I'll do the same with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.